Baruchem Abayim, we begin the third parak in Hilchas Ishes, the laws of marriage, in Sefer Noshim, the book of women, where the Rambam now gets into the specifics that he had opened up in the general categories in the first two parakim. Where in the main overview, the Rambam is going to speak around this parak are the different ways of Kedushin, the versions of the terminology of Kedushin, if you do Kedushin through someone else, a father, an agent, and also, what's the common custom of how we do Kedushin? And more specific, the Rambam is going to explain the laws of Kedushin Kesef, Kedushin with money, who gives the money, the Kedushin through Shtar, with documents, or with B, with capitation, which again, the Rambam had explained this in the first parak. If he acquires himself to Har versus Har to him, if he does Kedushin and he doesn't specify what the money, what it's for, if he does Kedushin halfway, half him, half Har, if he does Kedushin with half of a pruta, if the father has what rights he has in his daughter until she becomes a begetis or until she gets married, shlichus, the agency, like we said, regarding Kedushin, and also that a person should not do Kedushin initially with bia, without Sheduchin, in the street, and also then the Rambam concludes with the brachas of Erisin, the bracha that we do when it's the halacha engagement. So the Rambam begins the third parak halacha al. First thing the Rambam discusses is what is the ways, the form of doing Kedushin. Says the Rambam, Ketzer Isha Miskadeshes. How does a woman become halachically engaged? So he goes through the three different ways that he said in the first parak of Kedushin. So, in Bekesef u'Mekadesh, if he engages her with money, in Pachos Mipruta Kesef, it can't be less than the Pruta, which the measurement of a Pruta is a certain weight of a half of a barley corn worth a weight of silver, or at least the value of that currency of a pruta. And Amalei says to him, Hareyat Mekudeshes, you're sanctified, which is a rabbinic terminology, that it's either because he makes her forbidden on the whole world like Hektish, which is forbidden for anyone to have benefit from it. And that's, you're engaged, Li, which either means to say, because of me, you're forbidden to the whole world, like Tosafot explains, or it means Mekudeshes Li, that you're actually designated, and that's the word of Kedushin, to me, you're prepared for me. Or he says Hareyat Mereses Li, which is another terminology of engagement. Oy Hareyat Li Leisha Bazeh, or you're as a wife for me through this money that I'm giving you. And Vanoy Shalom B'fnei Edom, and he gives it to her in front of two witnesses. Now, and the Rambam qualifies as Ve'ish Hu Shoyim Edvarim. The man has to say these words. Shemeshmoim, that the understanding of these words are Shekoina Oysa Lo Leisha, that he's acquiring her to him as a wife. And v'hushi la kesef, and he has to give the monies. So it has to be him giving the monies and him saying it, and the saying has to indicate an acquisition, because the Torah says ki yikach ish isha, the man has to take her and not her taking him. Now the Rambam goes in halacha base. He says, let's say nosnehi. Let's say she gives him money. V'amr loy, and she tells him, hareini mukadesh eslach. Okay, I'm engaged to you. Hareini mukadesh eslach. I'm engaged to you. Hareini loch liinto. I'm for you a wife. Or even whatever other terminology of acquisition. In the Mukadesh, she's not engaged. As we said, he has to give her and tell her. Now, so to Bechinim Nosnehi Loi. Let's say, even if she gives him money, but then he says, that's the half, there's giving and saying, and he says that Hareyat Muresisli, the Ein Mukadesh, she's not engaged. Now, but let's say Vimnosn Hu, let's say he gives her money, Vamrihi, and she says that I'm engaged to you. Harizum Kadeshim itself, that's Kedushin out of doubt. That's not clear if that's going to be a problem of, because it is Kiyikach, he's taking her, he gave her the money, but she's saying, and therefore that's a doubtful Kedushin. That was regarding monies. Now Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, Vimikidish Bishtar, let's say this Kedushin with a document. So what he does is Kaisaval Nyar, he writes on a piece of paper, Oil Kheris, a piece of earthenware, Oil Olo on a leaf, Oil Kal Dabashit, so whatever he wants to use. But he writes in the Hareid Mekudeshesli, you are engaged to me. Oy Hareid Mereshesli, you're engaged to me. V'chol Kiyitza B'dvarim Elo, and all those similar types of terminologies and things like that. And B'nuslim B'fnei Edom, he gives her the document in front of two witnesses. Halacha Dal, the Rambam explains, B'tzuch Sheikht of Oysoi. Now, if he's doing it through a document, he has to write it, L'shem Ho'isha Meskadeshes, for the purposes of this woman who is getting engaged, what's known as the Halacha of L'shma, K'get, just like the divorce document, which has to be written L'shma. And besides that, it has to be written for her, not just generic. It could only be written with her consent, with her agreement. Now, let's say he writes it not for her. It was written for some other woman which has the same name as her, and you decide, okay, let me use for that woman with the same name. Or even if it's written for her, but without her consent, Says the Rambam, even when he gives it to her, she's consenting with it in front of witnesses. In the Mekadeshes, she's not engaged, because we compare in the Pasuk, B'yatza B'haisa, Kedushin to Kedushin, which the Rambam takes it all the way. Just like divorce requires what's called Das Makna, which the husband is doing the divorce, so too you need Das Makna, the woman, she's acquiring herself to the husband, she's being Makna herself to her husband, you also need to have her consent, and therefore the document's not going to be valid if it did not have her consent. Halacha Hei, the Rambam now moves on to the third way of Kedushin. Vim Kiddush B'Biyah. If he does Kedushin with cohabitation. So Oimelah, he tells her, Harit Mekadeshesli, you're engaged to me, or Harit Mekadeshesli, the other terminology, the biblical terminology of Kedushin, or you're going to be a wife for me with this cohabitation. And all things, similar types of, valid types of terminologies, which means a kicha, a kinyan. And then they seclude themselves in front of two witnesses, and he cohabits with her. And that's enough. Once the witnesses see that they were secluded, they don't have to actually see their act of cohabitation, because as the Gemara in Kedushin says, you see a man and a woman secluding, and then you know that they had an act of cohabitation. Now, if someone does the Kedushin with cohabitation, Mistama, the presumption is, the Daita al Gemar Bia, that his intention is for the completion of the act of cohabitation. And when he finishes that act of Bia, then she's engaged. But if, let's say, he didn't finish it yet, then she's not considered fully Mukadeshes. And the Rambam clarifies, he says, the Ubein Shabola Kadarka, whether he has relations with her in the normal way, which is called vaginal, Ubein Shabola Shalokadarka, whether he cohabits with her in the unnatural way, which is called anal, Hadezi Mukadeshes, either way, she's considered engaged, because the Pasuk Mirka says, Mishka Beisha, there's two ways of laying with a woman, and either way, it's going to be considered as a valid Kedushin of Bia. Now the Rambam explains, regarding, as we said, he has to give her something, which is one of these three ways. There has to be a kinyan, which is one of these three ways. Additionally, there are words that he has to tell her to solidify that this is an act of kedushin. So the Rambam explains, he says, Hadvarim shayim ha'ishke shayikadish, the words that the man says when he's going to do the kedushin, tzarech shayim mishmoim shukayna isha. It has to be understood that he's using it to acquire the woman. So he has to do the act of kinyan. He has to also do the clarification of the kinyan through his speech. And v'leishi mash b'shikna asmei law. So it has to be that he's acquiring her, and not that he's acquiring himself to her. Ketzad, Ram explains how so. Harei shamalah, if he tells her, ayshakas b'shtar, shenasonilah, or he writes this in the document that he's giving to her, harei balach, I'm your husband. Harei narusich, I'm your betrothed, I'm your fiancé. Harei ni'ishach, I'm your man. Or things like this, in Kedushin Klal. Here there is no Kedushin at all, because like we said, the Torah says, Kika Cheshisha, he has to take her as a wife and not take himself to her and make himself her husband. It's her to him, not him to her. Now, Amalo, let's say he tells her, because of law, he writes to her, Hariat Ishti, you're my wife. Hariat Arusasi, you're my betrothed. Oi, Hariat Kenuyali, you're acquired to me. Hariat Shali, you're mine. Hariat Lukachasi, you're taken by me. Hariat Charufasi, which is a terminology in the land of Judea, they would call a narusa, an engaged woman, a charufa. We find the terminology of Shivcha Charufa. Oh, Hariat Bershusi, you're in my domain. Hariat Zakukali, you're bound to me. Chulka Yitzban, and all things like that. So those all mean terminologies of acquiring. As the Rambam had mentioned, when you say Chulka Yitzban, it's like terminology like this. Hariat Zimukadash, then she is going to be engaged, because it's indicating an acquisition of heart to him. Now, but in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says there are certain terminologies that are not clear, they're ambiguous. Let's say he tells her, because he writes to her, Harit miuchedisli, you're distinct from me. Harit miuedisli, you're prepared to me. Harit ezrasi, you're my helpmate. And all these terminologies, the Gemara in Kedushin explains that each one is doubtful. It could mean like a type of a union of a relationship. Like, for example, Muhedis is Vahil Vasa Echad, Muyedis Ashala Yadam. These terminologies are mentioned somewhat, but it's not indicative. Harit Negdasi, you're my counterpart, Ezer Kenegdoi. Harit Talasi, which she's a Tala, you are my side. Harit Sugurasi, you're closed by me. Harit Tachti, you're beneath me. Harit Atsurasi, you're my captive. Harit Tifasasi, you're caught by me. Again, all these are not 100% clear. Harit Mugadesh is Besafik. So these are all going to be that she's engaged in a doubtful Kedushin. Now, but says the Rambam, but this is only if was talking about Shayyim, Medabri Matchila Liske Kedushin, that before he went and did this act of Kedushin with these type of ambiguous statements, he had been talking to her about getting engaged. But if he wasn't even talking about anything about getting engaged, and then he gives her something and says, Harit, let's say Nigdasi, then Ein Chosh L'Milas Eila, then says the Rambam, we're not concerned with these words at all. First of all, because she doesn't know what he's saying, and therefore she's not engaged. And even if both of them say, yeah, we meant that to be Kedushin, it anyways wouldn't be Kedushin, because the witnesses have no clue what they're talking about. And they also have to understand, and therefore, there's no validity at all to those words. Now, Halacha Ches, V'yesh L'ish L'Kadosh Isha. Additionally, a man could engage a woman, by any language that she understands, besides the terminologies that we said in Halacha Vav, that are generic terminologies, anything that she recognizes, and the understanding and the indicator of that word in that language is shekana that he's acquiring her. Kamesh Baran, like we explained, is going to be a valid kedushin. Now, let's say he was talking with a woman, aliskei kedushin regarding getting engaged. But she was willing. The amad, the kedushin, gets up and he does an act of kedushin. He does one of the ways of kedushin, and he doesn't specify, meaning he doesn't say anything. He just puts the ring on her finger, on her hand, or a ball, or he does an act of cohabitation. Since they were engaged, they were talking about getting engaged, and then he does the act of kedushin, it's sufficient. He does not have to specify, and in the term, so to the witnesses for the kedushin or with gedushin in the same type of context, he doesn't have to tell them atim eda, you're my witnesses. Rather, if he does the gedushin or kedushin in front of them, the woman's going to be engaged or is going to be divorced. So although he didn't designate the witnesses for that purposes, that's not necessary, in contrast to, let's say, when there is an admission of guilt of money that one party owes to another one, you have to designate. Here you don't have to, but again, it's specifically only if they were there out in the open and she saw and she recognized. But if they were hiding, then she could claim that I was joking around, I didn't realize that there was any seriousness to this, but as long as they were around, she doesn't have to tell them atam edai, it's going to be a valid kedushin agerish. Now, halacha test, the Rambam moves on to deviations into the act of a kedushin. Ha'im al-Isha, someone says to a woman, Hiskashi l'chetzi, I want you to be engaged to half of me. Harizim Gadesh, she's engaged. Halamazadama, what's this compared to? La'imala, as if he told her, Ti Ishti, I want you to be my wife, Akvacheris, you and another woman. Shinimtsa Shainla Ilchatzi Ish, which comes out that she only has half of a man. And that's the case, that a man could marry more than one wife. So it makes sense that she's engaged to half of a man. Aval Mama, but let's say he says, half of you is engaged to me. Oh, then Ainu Gadesh. Then she's not engaged. Why? One woman cannot marry two men. So half of a woman is not appropriate. What does that mean? You're leaving for another man? That's not possible. And so too, if he says, you're engaged to me and that man, again, is not going to be engaged, which that would seem to be a kavul chaymer, but the chiddush in this case is that you don't say what's called tafas lashon rishon, that you go the first thing he says, she's already engaged to him, before he says, ulazeh, and you think maybe it's going to take effect. No, from his wording, it seems to indicate that he's trying to be mekadesh har to the two of them, and therefore that's why it's not going to be a valid condition to either one of them. Halacha yud, a similar type of a concept, but not half of the man or the woman, but splitting it up in the woman, but in regards to the monies that are being used for kedushin. Amalah, let's say he tells to her, chetzich mekudishli, half of you is engaged to me, which we said you can't do half, but he doesn't just say half. Half of you is engaged to me bepruta, with one pruta, the chetzich bepruta, and then your other half is engaged to me with another pruta. Now, although he mentions half of you, but that's not the promise in the previous halacha of engaging a woman halfway, which is not valid. Rather, he's counting. And he's starting and he's saying, okay, he wants to be, it's like as if he's Mekadosh with two prutas. And he's saying, okay, comes out half of you is with one pruta, half of you is another pruta, because there's a total of two prutas. Let's say he tells her, okay, half of you is engaged to me with a half a pruta, and the other half of you is engaged to me with another half a pruta. So since the Ramah Mekadosh is, then those two cases she's engaged. Because he's engaging the whole part of her with at least a pruta, whether it be one and one or half and half, but it's going to be the whole for one. But Amala, let's say he tells her, Chetzech mekudesh bepruta hayye. Half of you is engaged to me with a pruta today. The chetzech and the other half of you bepruta lamach is engaged to me with a pruta tomorrow. Now here you have to really start saying, well, maybe he's actually separating. He's actually doing chetzech, which is not valid, even though he ends up doing the other half. But that first was not valid because a woman can't be for halves, because he's splitting it up for the other half for tomorrow. Or let's say he says shnei chatzoyach bepruta. The two halves of you are engaged to me with a pruta. Now, here you can't say, like we said in the valid cases of, oh, he's just counting the monies. No, from the fact that he separates in the kedushin of the woman, maybe he is mistaken and thinks that you can engage halves, and he's doing two halves, which is not valid. It has to be a whole. It's only if you're counting the monies towards, it's not really halves, it's really a whole. But here he says, your two halves should be engaged to me with a pruta. Or let's say it says Shtei Bnei Secha. Your two daughters, which the one who's doing the Kedushin says to the father, because we're talking about minors, that their money of Kedushin goes to the father. And the doubt is, do we go after the recipient, and ultimately the father received a pruta, and therefore the two daughters are going to be engaged, or maybe we have to look at the woman who's being engaged. Comes out, if the father is getting a pruta for the two daughters, that's a half a pruta for each, and there is not going to be a Kedushin. Because in contrast, let's say the daughters were adults, and the father was receiving their Kesef Kedushin as an agency for the daughters, most definitely they're not going to be engaged because each one is getting a half a pruta. But here it's the father's Kedushin, so that's the question. If he says, your two daughters, l'shnei vanai, to my two sons, which are adults and made the father an agent to engage them, bipruta with a pruta, so one pruta for the two daughters, again, we're not sure that's a case of doubt. Well, let's say, bitcha mukadeshes li, uforascha mechurli bipruta. Your daughter's engaged to me, and your cow is sold to me for a sum total of one pruta. Now, here the doubt is, does he intend to include in this pruta the cow and the woman as one? So it comes out that half and half, so he's only engaging the woman with half a pruta, and therefore it's not going to be a valid kedushin. Or maybe a person knows you cannot engage a woman with half a pruta. And he also knows that a cow cannot be acquired with money. And most definitely that means to say his intent is to say your daughter with the pruta, and your cow's going to be acquired to me when I do meshicha. Or let's say the case of vitcha v'karkacha lebe pruta. Let's say he says your daughter and your land should be acquired to me for a pruta. There's an added chiddush over here. Although land could be acquired with money, and also with chazaka, so still we're in doubt. Maybe he had in mind to say that your daughter with the pruta and the land when I do the chazaka. Says Rambam, mechalei l'megudesh b'safek. All these are cases of doubtful kedushin. So we're going to go stringently that she is or that she's not engaged. Now Rambam continues on the kedushin in relation to other people doing the kedushin, specifically the father who has biblical rights in his daughter. Halacha Yudalef. Ha'av mekadeshes bita shalei l'dayta. The father could engage his daughter without her intent, without her agreement, as long as she's a minor. And mechen kishinar, even when she becomes an adult, but let's say 12 years old, she has two pubic hairs, she becomes an adult, she first becomes a nair for 6 months, reshus b'yadei, her rights are in his hand. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in the Baruch Habeis, esbiti nesati l'shazel l'isha, this daughter of mine I gave to this man as a wife, and her kedushin goes to the father, as the Torah says, and b'midr lamed b'nurei b'savi, when she's a naira, she's in her father's household, all the profits that she gets, all those rights go to the father. And so too, v'chinu zakai, so too he has rights in b'mitziyasa, when she finds a lost object in ma'isidao, where in her wages, the reason for those two is mitziyah is because of a rabbinic concern of Eva, because he doesn't have to feed her and take responsibility for her, and if she's going to take her, when she finds a lost object for herself, so he's going to be upset and he's going to stop supporting her. And her ma'isi daim, her wages, is because, says the pasuk Shemais Chavalov, kiim ka'ish is bitil amo, when a man sells his daughter as a maidservant, just like a maidservant, her wages go to her master, so too the daughter, her wages go to the father. So too, uvik subasa, he also has rights in her dowry, which is in the skarsha, or in the salman erison, if she gets divorced or widowed from erison, specifically only from erison, from kedushin, in contrast to from nisuin, which actually he doesn't have rights in his daughter when she gets married, but as long as she only got engaged, which she'll get a ksuba when she gets divorced or widowed, who's akabakol, he gets rights in all these things, achadivka, until she becomes obegedis, which is 6 months after she became a knight. Now, lefikach, therefore, in other words, since we don't need the consent and the awareness of the minor, or even the naira, when the father is engaging her, so mekabal of kedushin biti, the father could receive the kedushin of his daughter, miyem shedivolet achadivka from the day she's born, until she becomes obegedis, the father has rights to marry her off who he wants to. And even if the girl was a deaf mute or mentally deranged, which generally she cannot do kedushin, but the father could engage her because he is a bekech, he does have intelligence, and he could go ahead and create this kinyan of kedushin. So she's considered a bona fide married woman, like we said in contrast to chadeshes, that's a gedel or shaita, that she doesn't have biblical kedushin at all. But when the father does it, it will be. Now, and additionally, for one of the ways of kedushin, if she's over 3 years old, miskadeshes bibiyim dasavia, with the father's consent, a man could go ahead and do kedushin with that 3 year old with act of cohabitation. Mapach is mekain, less than that, im kitchavi bavia, if the father goes and betroths her to a man, let's say she's 2 years old, with act of cohabitation, any mekadesh is not going to be a valid kedushin because it's not considered an act of bia until she's actually 3 years old. Now, halachid beis, but bograbas, when the daughter becomes a begetis, which is 6 months after she became a naira, which again, like the Rambam says, we explain all these terminologies in the first two parakim, in levi barushus, then the father has no more rights over her. Now she's like all other women, she could only become engaged with her consent, with her awareness. And v'chein misiyavia, same thing implies, if her father married her off, which means she had nisuin already, which is the second stage, v'nis almana, and then she got widowed, oynis garsha, and she got divorced, b'chayavia, even when her father's still alive, now she's in her own domain. Her father has no rights over her. Even though she's, let's say, 11 years old, she's still a minor. The reason is because Kimin Shanisses, once she gets married, which is when she had the chuppah already, in Leviba Rishus La'ilam, the father has no more rights on her anymore, and therefore she, in that respect, could do her own kedushin. She's in her own rights, and her father has no more rights over her. Now, halacha yud gimel. Niskacha kain shetivga. Now, the Rambam discusses, let's say, she did kedushin before she became a begeris. Shalei ledasavi without her father's consent. Says Rama, in Megadesh, she's not engaged. The father has the rights over her until she becomes a begeris. Now, vafilim nisratza avachash niskacha. The girl went, she did it on her own. She had no halachic rights. And the father's, after she did, you know what? He's a good boy. And the father's agreeable after the kedushin happened. And vafilim nisamana niskarshim nisam kedushin. Even if she becomes widowed or divorced from that kedushin, says Rama, inas ula kain, she's not forbidden to kain as a grusha or almana is to kain gadol. And so it's not a kedushin because only the father has the rights. Additionally, she or her father could go ahead and hold it back. In other words, what does that mean? Even if the father is accepting, he's okay with it when the kedushin is done. Meaning when she's doing it, she has no rights. But he's like, you know what? He's a good guy. And then the daughter refuses to go ahead with it. She could stop it and it's not going to be valid kedushin. Because the father cannot force her unless he did the kedushin himself. Whereas here, when she did it, although he was okay with it, she could stop the kedushin. So too, the father could stop it afterwards, even if when the kedushin happened in front of him and he was silent in that moment, since he didn't do it, he could also be makab. He could also hold it off from this engagement from going through. And this applies, bainim niskacha b'fanav, whether if the kedushin, she's getting engaged, the guy's doing it in front of her father and he's silent, and then afterwards he wants to stop it. Bainim niskacha shle b'fanav, where the kedushin was not in front of him. And even if he was okay with it afterwards, and the daughter also didn't hold back, she's not going to be engaged because he didn't have that consent at the time of the kedushin, and therefore in Megadesh, she's not going to be engaged. Now, halacha yudal, hisabas safik begeres. Let's say the daughter was doubtful if she's a begeres or not. How's that possible? Let's say you're not sure if 6 months passed from when she became a nida or not. Or another interesting case is if, let's say, she had one of the signs of maturity of adulthood from the upper part of her body, we call it simina elyon. And she didn't yet bring two pubic hairs, which the Rambam had mentioned Allah in Perek Beis, Allah Chachas, that she's a suffix if she's a Naira or Katana. And then, and this is where the Ravid's Hasoga comes in, and then she brought two pubic hairs, and 6 months passed from the day she brought the first simon. Ah, so now you're in doubt, was that a bona fide simon? And Mela now, today, she's a begeris. Or maybe she wasn't a Naira then, rather only with the simon atachten. And from then on, it wasn't yet 6 months, and maybe she's still a Naira. That's how Lecha Mishnah explains another interesting case again, and that's what the Ravid himself pointed out over there, as we had mentioned in passing, that if she brings two pubic hairs, it's doubt if she's a Naira or begeris. So if she's a suffix begeris, which means to say we're not sure is she in her own rights or she's still in her father's rights as a Naira. So says the Rambam, Bein Shekitcha Vish Leila Daitas, whether if the father does kedushin for her without her consent, or the other way around, Bein Shekitcha Yatzma Shleil Dasavi, whether she does her own kedushin without her father's consent, because if they both do it together, then of course it's going to work. But if either one does it mutually, Harezu Megadesh is besafik, mutually exclusive, that they do it by themselves, so that she's going to be in doubt if she's going to be engaged, because regarding the father's kedushin, we're concerned that maybe she is a Naira. Regarding her own kedushin, we're concerned maybe she is a Megadesh, and it is a valid kedushin. But think of Tzrichi get besafik, therefore she needs to have a get, divorce document, out of doubt. Now, continue on a related theme regarding when we had mentioned that the father would be doing it, which he's a different party between the man and the woman. So, says the Rambam, similar idea. A man could make an agent for that person, that other party, to go and make and engage this woman for him. And this is Bain Isha, plainness, whether he says that woman, Bain Isha, Mishra Nushim, whether he says any woman from all the women. I want you to go ahead, you pick out a woman for me, and you engage her for me. And Vachin Isha Gadaila, so do the other way around. The adult woman, Isha Shlich Likabakusha, she can make an agent to receive her Kedushin. Bain Isha, plain again, whether from that specific man, Bain Isha, Mishra Nushim, whether whichever man you choose to receive it for. And so to the father, he could also make an agent. To receive the kedushin of his daughter when she's in his rights, when she's under a begeris. And the father could even tell his minor daughter, his 10-year-old, you go receive your kedushin as a shliach for him. Now, though biblically a minor does not have these rights, but when there's what's called das acheres maknali, when another person, an adult, is directing that child, then there is merit for the child to go ahead and do such a shliach. Now, Alachat Azvav, the Rambam qualifies, and he says that Kaloisa Shalich Likabla Kudushin. And he's going to differentiate between what we call Shalich Loilocha and Shalich Likabla, between the man doing it and the woman doing it. Whoever makes an agent to receive a kedushin, which is either the adult woman or her father, you have to go ahead and do it in front of witnesses, as the Rambam is going to explain shortly, as we find the idea by a shlich likabala, by a get, when the woman's receiving the get, that requires witnesses. Aval, but the other way around, the man makes an agent to engage for him a woman, in the tzorach l'asayis beit midrash, does not have to make in front of witnesses. Why? There is no room, there's no idea for witnesses when the husband's making an agent for him to do the kedusha for him. Ella, the only reason why you would make witnesses would be lohidia mitzvah davar, just to notify the truth of this. In other words, in contrast to what's called the etzem meisa kedushin, which does not take effect without witnesses, it intrinsically needs in the chalois, in the taking effect, witnesses. Here, it's just to verify, to validate. Okay, witnesses will validate, but it does not require intrinsically witnesses. Lafikach, therefore, as the Rambam explains, if the agent and the one who sent him, if they both agree that this is what was done, so in they don't need witnesses, and the woman's going to be engaged, like when he's sending a get to his wife, he does not need eidim. So to regarding a shliach for kedushin, which David is masik and he disagrees, and according to him, no, a shliach of kedushin lahilacha also requires to be done in front of two witnesses, and he says you can't compare a shliach of kedushin with money to a shliach of a get, because by the shliach of a get, the reason why you don't need witnesses is because he's holding the get in his hand. So therefore, obviously we don't need witnesses, we see the get over here. In contrast to monies, how do you know that this was from the husband to make the kedushin? However, the Kesem Mishnah points out, it seems like the Rambam from Kedushin of Memeima Beis, with the Gemara said, with Dimash Shliach Shabi, maybe made him into Shliach, which sounds like we don't know for sure what witnesses made him into Shliach, and still the Gemara makes it sound like that as if the father, if the son made the father Shliach, he would be a bona fide Shliach and be valid Kedushin, even though we don't know. So therefore, you do see, like the Rambam, that it doesn't have to be done in front of witnesses. And he says, the Kamoy Shliach, Shirsho Lahafish like Truma, like when a person makes the agent, he permits to go out and do the separation of his Trumas. And all types of agencies that we find throughout, Karban Pesach, or an agent to sell something for him, Shashlucha Shalom Kamaisa, the agent of a person is like himself. Veinatzarach Eden does not have to be witnesses, he's like himself. Now, Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam says that actually Hashaliach, this agent, Nasa Eid, could become a witness. In other words, although we just said that the agent of a person is like himself, and wait a second, if he's like himself, and you can't do kedushin without witnesses, and the guy himself cannot be the witness, so you would think that maybe the agent cannot be a witness too. On that, to the contrary, the Gemara kedushin says that no, it actually even strengthens it from the fact that this is the agent that and he's testifying to it. That strengthens the verification that this actually happened, and therefore the agent can become a witness. Lafikach. So therefore, says the Rambam like this: in Master Shnei Shluchim LeKadosh LaIsha, he makes two agents to go together. You need two guys to make sure you're getting it there to engage the woman. And they go and they engage her. Heimim Shluchim. There is agent. Heimim made the kedushin. They're also the witnesses of the kedushin. Which some say, as the Magen Mishnah brings this idea, that it's only talking about when the kedushin was with a document, but with money, they're actually what's called negeya, and their agents. They're actually. It won't be a bona fide testimony, and therefore they actually cannot become edim. But be that as it may. This that we're saying the shliach could become the edim. Therefore, the edim tzuchim lekashlo b'fnei shlamechem. They don't have to do the kedushin in front of two other witnesses because they themselves, the agents, are the witnesses. And halacha yitzayin says the Ram hakol kshein l'shliach. Everyone is valid to be an agent. Chutz mecherushet b'katan, except for a deaf mute, a mentally deranged person, and a minor. And the reason l'fisha edim b'nei das because they don't have intelligence. And by shlichas it mentions ish, which requires a person to be an adult with intelligence. And also it excludes the hagoi, a non-Jew, l'fisha edim b'nei das because he's not a person of the covenant. Of the Jewish nation. And B'nemet says in the Pasuk of Bamidbar, Yod Ches, Kein Terimu Gam Atem. Also you should do the Truma, also you. What's also? Is L'Rabbis HaShleichu, that's the source that includes an agent. Now, we further derive and say, Matem, Nebridis, just like you. It's comparing Gam Atem, the agent, to you. Just like you are the Jewish people, Nebridis, the people of the covenant, Avshal Chacham, Nebridis, so too the agents have to be people of the covenant. Light says, okay, I wish that excludes a non-Jew. Now, Aval Evid, but interesting, the Evid Kenani, the non-Jewish servant, although he could become an agent for monetary laws, he could have the halach of shlichus because he is a person of the covenant, like the person of Ram Chavtes. The avodim are also considered as somewhat part of the bris, so he could be an agent. But he is invalid for agency of engaging or divorcing a woman. And the reason is because he's not in the halachic status of divorce or engagement, because an eved that does kedushin, it's not a valid kedushin. And therefore logic would tell us, whatever he does not have application for, he cannot become an agent for, which all this is sourced in the halachas of gittin, and the Rambam, like we had said before, from what the Gemara in kedushin says, the Yatzav HaYisa, the pasuk compares divorce to engagement, he compares all these laws of divorce to engagement. Halacha Yud Ches. Shliach Ish Shemekadosh. So we're talking about it being done through agents. Let's say the agent of a man who does the Kedushin, so Aymala, he tells to the woman, Hared Mukadesh is Laplani because of that. You're engaged to that man with this money, or with this document. Now, Imshlicha Ishuhu, let's say it's the other way around. Let's say he's the agent of the woman, Shemekabla Kedushin, that he's receiving the Kedushin from the man. So Aymala, so the Mekadesh, the man, tells to the agent, Hared Plani Shashalcha Ischa, this woman that sent you, Mukadesh is she's engaged to me. Boimalay in the agent system, Kitashtiloch, yes, I'm engaging her to you, or Yastiloch, or I'm making Erisin from her to you, or in the Satiloch Liisha, yeah, I'm giving her to you as a woman, and all things that are similar to that idea. And the Chemekadish al Deav, so too, if the Gedushin is through the father, Oimalay, he says to him, Haribitcha Plains Mugadeshli, he says to the father, your daughter, that girl, is engaged to me. Boimalay in the father system, yes, Kitashtiloch, I engaged her to you. If the father or the agent says, Hain, he just says, yes. So daya, that's sufficient. Now some girsayas have the word vafilish shasak, even the Bisal, which Niksavia Temani, you don't have this, but if you have that girsa, the understanding would be, yeah, even if the father or the agent is silent and doesn't say anything, she's still gonna be engaged because the whole saying of responding is only a stringency, because basically he has to say the husband and give, and he's doing that. So therefore those girsayas say even the Bisal. Now Vimhoya Sukim Basinya, now let's say they were engaged in that topic. They were talking about, okay, the shidduch going on, engagement. And then the man gives it to the father or to the agent. He doesn't even say anything. Doesn't specify anything. Even that's going to be sufficient. Even if the husband doesn't say anything. And she's going to be engaged because since they were involved in the topic of Kedushin. So this is like what we said, the man with the woman in Halacha Ches. Now, let's say the Kedushin is with a document. So you can only write it with the consent and the awareness of the father or of that of the Shliach. Again, the same thing like with the woman, Halacha Dalad. Same thing over here with the agent or the father. And the Rama explains that all the halachas that apply to that of Kedushin, dina ish ima isha, the laws of the man with the woman, as he's comparing in this halacha, is kedin shliach, is like that of the shliach, meaning im shliach, ima av, with the agent or with the father, some other gersayos also, but the main idea is going to have the same halacha like we said in this halacha. Now, however, although we said that one could do an agency, but a halacha yotes, says the Rama, mitzvah sheikadish od mes ishta ba'atzmai. There is a commandment that a man should do the Kedushin with his wife by himself, Yusim al deshluchoy, more than with his agent, which that's the famous concept of mitzvah by Yusim b'shluchoy. There's more of a mitzvah to do it with yourself than with your agent. And the chay mitzvah li'isha, shadakadish asma b'yad. The same thing is on the receiving end. It's a mitzvah for the woman to engage herself with her own hands, Yusim al deshluchoy, more than her own agent. Additionally, the Rama clarifies, he says, and he's saying in this halacha, although one could do an agent, but look at chila not, so do other ideas. Like we said, although the father has rights to engage his daughter when she's a minor, when she's a naira, it's whoever he wants to, it's not appropriate to do this. Rather, it's a commandment of the sages. The person should not engage his daughter when she's a minor, until she gets older, and she says, it's that man that I want. And v'chein ish in role kadosh ketan is also for a man. It's not appropriate for himself to engage a minor because again, maybe when she's gonna get older, she's not gonna want him. And additionally, v'lei kadosh isha ad sheyirenu, a man should not do kedushin with a woman until he sees her. B'tik sheba enam, but then she's gonna be finding favor in his eyes. Shem leitem zechem enam, because maybe she won't find grace in his eyes. Ultimately, because he never saw her before getting engaged. The Nimsa Magarsha is going to come, he's going to divorce her. He's going to lay with her, but he's going to hate her, and there is not appropriate. One should see her before he gets engaged. Now, the Rambam concludes the final part of this perek, Halacha Chaf. He says, okay, Hamakadosh Bibiya. Like, so he's going to sum it all up. He says, we spoke about three different ways of Kedushin. Hamakadosh Bibiya, if someone does Kedushin with cohabitation, that's considered biblical Kedushin, which that's a pasuk that we brought. Kikach ish isho ba'ola, it says that's the primary kicha of bia. Now, v'chei miskadeshes b'shtar min atar, so if he does kedushin with a document, it's also biblical, although it doesn't say explicitly that, as it does regarding bia, but kashim shagayim magarsh, because just like the ending of the marriage, the divorce is done with a document, and like it says in the pasuk, v'chasav l'asev ekriz, that he writes for her a book of separation, that document finishes off the marriage, koch goyim ha'machna, so too finishes off to initiate and consummate this relationship, which is the Kedushin, that's also going to make her into a married woman through a document. So that's also biblical because of the Hekesh of Yatzah B'Aisa. Now, Amal Kesev, but monies, Medivri Seifim, those are rabbinic, we already explained this in the first parak in Halacha Beis, which actually some Gersoyes have, Bechein Dina Kesev Dintar, also the Kedushin of money is biblical. Upirushim Medivri Seifim, its explanation is rabbinic. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, when the man will take a woman, What do you see over there? Anything about kesef, about money? Because Amar Chacham, the sages say, lekuchen elu, you be kesef. This taking of the woman should be with money. Shenem, because it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, nasati kesef asad. Avraham says to Ephron, I gave the monies of the field, kach nai, take it from me. Just like over there, where the king of kesef says kach, so to be here when it says kedushin, it says yikach. That's how we know from the Zeru Shava that there's a kedushin of kesef. Now, so although we said that these are three ways of doing kedushin, but in halacha chavav, the Rambam says ava b'sheka d'vakachu. Yeah, although the primary idea is like what we just said, but kvar nagu kol yisrael, but already became the custom of all the Jewish people to kaddish b'kesef b'shav b'kesef. Do kedushin with money or something worth money. And v'chein ratzel kaddish b'shav. So too, if you want to do kedushin with a document, mekaddish, you can do kedushin with that. Avol ein mekaddish be like a chil. But initially, we do not allow kedushin to be done with cohabitation. Mm kiddush baby, if some of those kedushin with act of cohabitation, because marriage is we give them the rabbinic lashes of a person who is being stubborn. Kadesh liyu, you saw prutzim davazet, and the reason why we give him lashes is because we don't want people to be breached in this idea of doing the kedushin with bia. Afa bishik kedushin gemur. Although halachically his kedushin is going to be a bona fide act of kedushin. Halacha beis v'chein. The Rambam continues on what's also initially not appropriate. Hamakadosh b'leish shiduchim. Someone does kedushin without shiduchim. What does that mean? That they didn't speak anything about before about dating and getting ready to talk about getting engaged, which the word shidduch is a terminology of calmness, which you know, the girl is calm, she knows what she's getting into, they already spoke about getting engaged, getting married. So to do kedushin without shidduchim, or he does kedushin in the street, although it is a bona fide kedushin, we give him lashes, kadesh lay dobazeh hergul is nus. So that shouldn't accustom people to illicit relations. The yidmul kadesh, because she's going to be similar to a harlot, which that's the way it used to be before the Torah was given. And this looks like the same thing. He just gives her something and cohabits with her. What is it? You have to date, you have to get used to the person, you have to get to know the person. Not in the street, you come, this and that, an appropriate type of setting, which that's a more formal versus the informal, which it seems like almost like a kadesha. Halach of Gimel. Now, kol mekadesh ish, whoever engages a woman, bein l'yatzmi, bein l'shliach, like we said, whether through himself, whether through an agent, tzorch levarach kodem hakedushin. You have to make a bracha. We're talking about, this is a mitzvah of the first phase of getting married, which is the mitzvah of getting married, like the Rambam says, in the Pirkei Rivya. So he has to make a bracha before he does the kedushin. Ayhu, ayshlucha, either him or his agent, which the custom is to do it through an agent, which the Ravid is actually masig, and he actually holds that, no, you don't do it before the kedushin, because it's tol b'das achayim. She might not agree, so that would have been a bracha lebatal. Kedushin, and then you do the bracha, then I'm holding you do the bracha, and then before the kedushin, kedesh mevarach on the kol mitzvah, like he says, like you make a bracha on all mitzvahs, what's called oivel asiyasin. Before you do it, is when you make the bracha. And the achkech mekadesh, and after the bracha, then you do the kedushin, you give her the ring, or whatever it is, and the mekidesh leibidich, if he does the kedushin, without making a bracha, lo yivarach achkech kedushin, he should not make the bracha after the kedushin was already done, should do bracha lebetol, that would be a bracha in vain, mashonasi kvarnasa, what was done was already done, what are you making a bracha on, and therefore it has to be done from before. Halach of Dalid, the Rambam says, and Kitz Mavarach, how do you make a bracha? What's the blessing? So it's like this, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elikeinu, our God, Melech Olam, King of the World, Asher Gitshon B'Mitzvayisu, who sanctified us in His commandments, V'Vdilonu Min Arroyis, He separated us from women that are biblically prohibited on the punishment of Karas, V'Asalonu Es Arusis, and He made it forbidden for us, the Arusis, which either means to say, rabbinically, an engaged man is forbidden in his Arusa until they have a chuppah with bracha, so it's forbidden for us, the women that we're engaged to, or some explain actually, through the Erusin is where she becomes forbidden to other men. And that's through Kedushin. In contrast to a non-Jew, who a woman's only forbidden to another man if the husband had relations with her. Not, there's no halacha of Kedushin. So this is only for the Jewish people. V'etalonas and the Suis, and he permitted for us the married women, which is the second stage, Aide Chupa, through Chupa, which that's primarily when she gets secluded in his house of this man that's engaging as the Rambam writes later on in Perek Yud. The Kedushin together with Kedushin, so that's Nesuin and Kedushin. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael, who sanctifies the Jewish people. Zuy Berchas Erisin, that's the bracha of the engagement, and she's still forbidden to him until they go into the chuppah, and there they make the Berchas Chasan, as the Rambam says, in Perek Yud. And Benogu Om, and the custom of the people is Lahaz de Bracha Zu, to organize this blessing, Al Kosh Shel Yayin, on a cup of wine, or Shashecha, or beer. Now, v'miyashem yoin, and if there is wine, so the way you do it is like this: mevarach liyan tchili, you make a bracha on the wine first, very pragofen. V'achkach mevarach berachas eis, and then you make the bracha that we just mentioned before of the engagement. V'achkach mekasha, and then he goes and does the act of a kedushin. He gives her that matbeya, that ring. V'mein lo yain neshech, and if he doesn't have wine or beer over there, so then mevarach eis b'fnei atzma, then he just makes the bracha of the erison by itself.